This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Well, good morning and welcome to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And, of course, we race to raise awareness to volunteer fire departments all over the country. Thank you to Sunny South Raceway. Hey, Joe McArdle standing by. The first race of the season was last night, and they had a great crowd and a lot of good cars. We'll talk to Joe here shortly. And then how about doing it in the dirt? Deep South Speedway in Loxley. Kelly's going to stop by and we'll talk with him as they're preparing the surface, and it's looking great over there. Opening night's coming up March 23rd. Tommy Prater from the ARCA Mobile 200. That is next weekend, March 8th and 9th. He's got all the details where you can still get tickets. It's good stuff there. And again, as we get the day started, this is going to be a big day for us. We raced last night with Kane Motorsports, did a great job. And now today we're going down to the Chili Cook-Off downtown at the American Cancer Society. That's open from 11 to 3. If you get a chance, come down there, taste some of the chili. We'll have the race car up there and also remote control race cars. So you got to go check that out. But after that, we've got a big event tonight. It is the Lee Fields Racing and Wrestling Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And the brainchild of this man right here, who's just been working so hard, honored to have him on the show again, Cowboy Bob Kelly. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kane. How's everything going your way, buddy?
Man, I'm telling you what, it's a busy day. As you know, can you give us some details about all the excitement we're going to see at Theodore High School today?
Well, it's going to be great. I'm so excited I can't hardly talk. But, you know, it's going to be the first time in the history, I guess, of Mobile, of this many wrestlers and race car drivers and car owners and stuff that's going to get together in one spot. For the old wrestling and racing fans back in the 60s and 70s, all these guys wrestled and worked and raced or something for Lee in the 60s and 70s, and they're all getting together. And for like a fan fest where people can get up close and talk to them and get their autograph and talk about some old times. And we're going to induct Lee Fields into the Hall of Fame, which he should have been in one a long time ago.
Yeah.
But we built one out to Speedway, and there's going to be a bunch of wrestlers and a bunch of race car people inducted into the Hall of Fame at Theodore High School Saturday night.
Yeah, this is exciting because the doors open at 4, a bell time at 5:30. You actually have wrestling matches set up during the event, too.
Right, right. To commemorate Lee, you know, he promoted wrestling for 20 years. He wrestled for about 30, and he promoted a speedway out there and raced out there himself for 28 years before he passed away. So in commemoration of Lee, we're having a couple of wrestling matches to commemorate those times, and we're going to have some race cars hopefully out there.
Oh, yeah.
Commemorate his days of racing.
Well, it's neat. You know, I've had so many people call and ask if they can bring their cars, and we even have kids who have not made it and not old enough to race at Mobile International Speedway that race around here in Bandoleros. Also, at Sunny South Raceway last night, we had a guy that wanted to bring his caged go-kart out. I said, come on out. It's all about racing and celebrating Lee Fields and everything he did for the community. And what a great man he was. And you look at some of the racing and wrestling legends you've got. Talk about some of the names we'll see, including some WWE stars.
Well, in the racing side of it, you know, we're supposed to have some guys like Johnny Artis is supposed to be there.
Yeah.
He's supposed to, Ellis Palestini, I talked to him on the phone the other day, and he's going to try to bring his car down. It's just Eddie Mercer is supposed to be there,
yeah.
Charlie Barnett, Bubba Gale, Stuart England, Wayne E. Deccan Jr., Richard Kennedy, Gene Jackson, Bill Wendt. Just a bunch of guys that raced in, out there for Lee. And work this track. We've been trying to get old Charlie Merrill. If anybody out there here knows where Charlie Merrill is, please let us know, because he's supposed to go in the Hall of Fame, but we can't find him.
Well, and the thing is, it's going to be amazing. You know, I've had a lot of people get a hold of me on Facebook because we've been promoting it. You've got a great article in the paper. I know Channel 5 is doing some things with it as well, so we've got some promotion out there. But I've had people asking, well, can kids come to this event? And I said, absolutely. It's all about the kids. You've got ringside seats available. Tell us about what the seats and the costs are.
All right, the ringside seats is $25. General admission is $15, and students is $10. And it's pretty reasonable. handle for the amount of people.
Oh my!
Yeah, out there.
You know, I got a call.
Have I got a minute to name some of these wrestlers that's going to be out there?
Please, they're waiting to hear it. Absolutely.
You know, we're going to have one guy out there that was the world heavyweight champion. He beat Ric Flair for the NWA championship. Ronnie Garvin, Hands of Stone.
Wow.
Pork Chop Cash is coming. Donnie Fargo. Danny Hodge was the junior heavyweight champion of the world for a long time. He won a silver medal in the Olympics in 1956.
Wow.
Roberto Soto, Robert Gibson, Susan Green, Princess Victoria, Wonder Woman Sabrina.
Wow.
The wrestling pro is supposed to be here. Some of these guys are up in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and some of them is telling me, Bob, I'm going to be there unless something happens. You know, medical problems that happen.
Well, you know,
Tiger Conway Jr., Bob Orton Jr. I even talked to Bill Watts yesterday, and he didn't really know about this thing until just here lately. He heard about it, and he called me and asked if he could come. You know, Cowboy Bill Watts was a big star in the mid South over there in Louisiana and Oklahoma, and he's also an amateur wrestler. But he's coming out. He said he was going to try to get here by Saturday, so he'll probably be there tonight too.
Well, you even got WWE's Paul Bearer, and that's exciting because I know the kids love him as well.
Yeah, and Tom Drake used to be the state representative for Alabama. He wrestled all over the South, and he called me yesterday, and he's coming. And like I said, he told me, I said, how old are you, Tom? He's 82.
Wow.
So anyways, some of these guys have promised to come, but it might be that they can't, but they're aiming to be here.
Well, you know, and it's a fundraiser. Explain why we're doing this for the fundraiser. What's the story?
There's much room into this thing. My son-in-law passed away around Thanksgiving and didn't have any insurance, and my daughter has been pretty good buying. It's going to kind of help her out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it just mushroomed into this. I want to start talking about doing it, but it's the money is a benefit for my daughter, Lisa.
Well, it's been exciting because I've had people calling me on my cell phone, people I don't even know asking, well, can we bring our kids? And again, grandkids and all that. And it's a special event. Again, it's going to be today. Gates open at 4, bell time at 5:30. Excuse me. And it's going to be a great event. Again, this is at Theodore High School at 6201 Swedetown Road. And, you know, all these people are coming. And again, it's really also about Lee, because Lee meant a lot to a lot of people, didn't he? When you're talking to these wrestling legends and these racing legends, and you're telling them what's going on, what's been their reaction?
Oh man, it's unreal because the racing fans haven't been asking because they never had any reunions, and this is going to be the first time for them, and they're excited. The ones that I've talked to and the racing fans that I've talked to are excited about it, and they always say, why don't you get them guys together like you all do the wrestling? Because this is our 22nd year in the wrestling reunion that we're having, so we kind of stay close to knit one another, but the racers. They kind of separate when they leave the track, and we have a hard time finding them. But I'm going to try to organize them like I have the wrestlers, and have a reunion every year. And we're going to induct some of them into the Hall of Fame every year. And it should turn out good. But yes, everybody that I've talked to, wrestling, and you know, the fans. And the people that's participating in this thing is all excited about what's going on.
Well, again, ticket prices ringside, if you want to get as close as you can, $25. General admission, $15. Any students, doesn't matter, as long as it's a student, only $10 to get in, and you'll get a chance to see a lot of race cars. I know J.J. Day's bringing his truck out. I think there's going to be at least a modified there of David Owens, and I do believe we've got even a late model coming. They're testing today in Pensacola as they have an open practice today, and they're going to cut it short so they can try to swing by to see this, because they understand and they get it. They know what it's about. They want to honor, obviously, Lee, but everyone wants to come see these wrestlers and racers.
Yeah, the kids under 5, Kane, is free.
Oh, that's even better. There you go. Well,
yeah.
We're looking forward to being down there, and it's been an honor to work with you. I'm looking forward to emceeing part of the event, and Bob, I can't wait to be down there. After the chili cook-off downtown, we're coming down. We've got the race car loaded, and we can't wait to see you.
All right, man. We'll be looking for you.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's going to be huge. And, oh, by the way, they've also got a huge championship belt. This costs about $2,500 being shipped in, and they're going to raffle this off, and Cowboy Bob Kelly is actually going to crown a new Gulf Coast champion. Listen, you can get this beautiful belt, $2 a ticket or 3 for $5. I've got a wad of cash. I'm going to try to win that thing. It's going to be great. It's the Racing and Wrestling Hall of Fame with Cowboy Bob Kelly, tons of wrestlers and racers, and you. Coming back, we've got more racing to continue. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Well, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again today, don't forget to head on down to the American Cancer Society's Chili Cook-Off. That's going to be going on from 11 today down at Bienville Square. We'll have the race car that we raced last night at Sunny South Raceway. Not tore up, maybe a couple of tire marks on it, but it was a lot of fun and had a great crowd out there. Still going to talk with our friends over at Deep South Speedway in Loxley. Their opening night coming up March 23rd. I want to thank Cowboy Bob Kelly again for talking about what we've got going on today at Theodore High School on Swedetown Road. It's the Lee Fields Memorial Racing and Wrestling Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's going to be a great time. Also, Tommy Prater standing by with more information about the ARCA Mobile 200, which is coming up next Friday and Saturday. But let's get the man on of the hour, Joe McCardle. Last night, a great crowd at Sunny South Raceway. And we saw some pretty good racing, didn't we, Joe?
We damn sure did. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay. We did.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, it's so great because there was such an electricity in the pits. We had a great crowd, a great field of cars, and it was so neat to see all the modifieds out there running as well. Those things are loud.
Yes, sir. That modified makes you want to go racing all over again.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had fun.
Well, and you know, some of the cars that we saw there last night are going to be there over at Theodore High School for the event. I know that I believe Connor Okrasik's going to have his car out there. I think young Kyler Bean wants to bring his car out there. So not only seeing big race cars, but we're also seeing some of the smaller cars that race at your track over this event. So if kids want to check it out, again, Theodore High School be the way to go. But now that we move forward, obviously we're going to go through all the names of the winners on the website. You go to sunnysouthraceway.org. You'll get them uploaded later. But as we move forward, a great night, a great way to start. But what's coming up now at Sunny South Raceway? We take a week or so off, but we're back at it soon.
Okay, a couple of things we got coming up. April the 6th, we're having the bicycle races there, the professional races, all day Saturday. And then we're coming back on, let's see, April the
26th.
First, it's a Sunday. We're having the FCCA out.
Oh, you know, that is great. You guys did that a couple of years ago. Can you explain a little bit about what you do? Because it's not just on oval. You use some of the pit area for that, don't you?
Well, it's a funny thing with them. They use the racetrack for the grid area, and they build a racetrack in the parking lot with cones.
Oh, wow.
Spectators are free. You need to go down there and watch. Last time they had 7 new vets.
Wow.
2 Mustangs. And what they do is they race, you know, per class, and you race against the clock.
Mm-hmm.
But it's neat. It's some beautiful cars down there doing this. They'll be down there all day Sunday, free admission on the 26th. And then on May the 3rd, May the 3rd, Friday night, we're going topless.
Uh-oh, what's going on? You're not wearing a shirt?
Oh, we got the Mississippi Dirt Modifieds coming in. They run topless.
You know, and I've heard about these groups. I know they ran at Deep South 1 or 2 times. This is amazing because from what I understand, and I never have seen them, it's going to be great to see those cars as a bull ring like you have at Sunny South Raceway. They're used to dirt, but without having the top of that modified on, you can really see what the driver's doing.
You can see the driver. You can see him. You can feel him. You know, and we got some big mountain motors in there.
Wow.
They average 22 cars per event.
Jeez. Can you fit that many cars on your track?
Yes, sir.
Well, and that's also Fan Appreciation Night, too. What's the story there?
Yeah, right. But now we're going topless. And then May, Memorial Day, we're going to do our Friday night, Saturday night, 2 days till Memorial Day Classic, Race to Glory.
Well, like I said, on the 3rd of May, that's Fan Appreciation Night. What does that mean for the fans?
Well, Fan Appreciation Night, we'll let you come down on the front straightaway and get your autographs. We're going to bring all the cars out, meet the drivers, sign the autographs, talk to them, tell them what you think. But it's all Fan Appreciation Night.
Now, I know our next race coming up is March 15th, the Mighty Mites return. You've got Junior 1 champs. Now, these are 2 different classes. Can you explain the difference of these caged go-karts to the fans?
Okay, just looking at them, you know, we had the Mighty Mites last year, the 5-point harness and the roll cage. And this year, basically same car.
Uh-huh.
Just we stepped up one time on the motor, and it's running restricted plate. Same tires, a little bit faster. We've had a couple of the dudes down at practicing, and where they run 19-second laps last year. I'm sorry. They run 22-second laps last year. They've stepped up to some high 19s.
And this is really, Sunny South Raceway is known for training tomorrow's racers today, and this is a great beginning class. If I'm an adult, a parent that wants to get our kids involved, come out to the track and check it out. But these are kind of hard to find. There seems to be a shortage of these vehicles.
There is, but I do know that John Thompson, he moved one of his kids up.
Oh.
And he's got one that's going to be for sale, and I heard there might be another one for sale here in Mobile. But yes. It's the rookie champ car, which is a smaller version. They are hard to find.
Well, I know the Stingers are always back, and that's always fun. That's also more of like a beginner class for the adults, too, isn't it? Front-wheel drive cars?
Front-wheel drive cars, Stinger, knock the glass out, weld the doors, and let's go racing.
You can get a race car for about $500 and be out there and having a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. Let me ask you what... go ahead.
It's been a good class for Sunny South.
Yeah, it really has. Any surprises coming up down the year that we might need to know about? Obviously, I think it's going to be huge to have the Topless 25 modified feature, but anything else that you got coming up? I know Memorial Day Classic is huge, but what else? Any surprises you're working on?
We're not talking right now.
I still hear rumors of I hear rumors of pro late models at your track.
Stay tuned.
Oh, man, I can't get anything out of them. I'm trying, fans. I'm trying.
Yeah, we're going to make it a good year. Let's just say that.
Well, there you go. And it's not hard to find the track. You go online to sunnysouthraceway.org. Very family-friendly. No alcohol involved. Kids can bring their bikes. And, you have the bike races quite a bit. It was very successful last night. A lot of kids were out there having a lot of fun. And the kids enjoy the trophy. And they like a little bit of that limelight themselves, don't they?
Yes, sir, they do. It's all about the kids. We groom them for tomorrow being stars. It's all about the kids.
Yeah, and this is a great facility. Now, if we want to find it, now again, the next race, March 15th, how do we get off there on the interstate?
Come down, get off of exit 10, hit Highway 90, go past the big track. We're 6 miles west on the right-hand side, or you can do the exit 4 and come to downtown Grand Bay and make a left-hand turn at the caution light. And come back east 3 miles. We're on your left.
Well, there you go. Find out all the winners again online at sunnysouthraceway.org. We'll have them posted up here in a day or so. But thank you again. We had a blast last night. I enjoyed announcing, but it was nice to strap in that car and start the racing season, too. So we'll look forward to having you back on here next week. Okay, Joe?
We'll be there, boss. Glad you made it.
Well, there you go, Sunny South Raceway. Always a good time, and we had a blast at Kane Motorsports. Again, hey, we'll have the car down there at the American Cancer Society Chili Cook-Off. You got to come check it out. We've got some great sponsors, including McDonald's on the car, Pull Apart, and the list goes on. Bay City Collision. Thank you to Precision Graphics, and of course our friends at Mobile Metro Glass. They've helped out quite a bit. Skywatch Traffic, and a great Christian website at sharegodspower.com. It's one of those websites, if you have any questions about Christianity, you don't like to be preached or talked down to. Some churches are somewhat known for doing that sometimes. Well, this is a site that you can check out. We're going to upload some of the videos from some of the racetracks that we go throughout the year. So again, great fun. Come down and see us at the Chili Cook-Off today. Sunny South Raceway did a great job. Still got more racing to talk about. We're going dirty. How about a Deep South Speedway in Loxley? Opening night coming up March 23rd. Kelly's standing by to talk about it. And Tommy Prater has even more news about next Friday and Saturday's big event at Mobile International Speedway, the ARCA Mobile 200, around the corner on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks to Sunny South Raceway, Mobile International Speedway, and Five Flag Speedway. Those are some of the sponsors of the show, and we're thrilled to have these guys on. I'm glad. I was worried for the longest time that Deep South Speedway in Loxley was not going to open. There was a lot of rumors floating around the track. Well, I tell you what, got the promoter right on the line right now, and I can tell you we're just a little over, how many days is it now? 20-some-odd days. March 23rd is when the first event comes on, and Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kane. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, first of all, we've had some showers moving through here, so you've probably been kind of limited on what you can do on the track service, but the pictures I've seen of the track looks like it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's coming along. The weather's kind of slowed us down a little bit, But it's dried out enough. We're going to be on it all this weekend, all this coming week, and next weekend looks clear as well. So we're pretty excited about it. We're going to be able to get the track surface where we want it. I think the racers are going to be pleased with it. It's just going to make a better show for the fans as well.
You know, I noticed on your website that the Bombers, you've got a rule amendment set up. You're having some issues with the A-frames for the GM Metric car, so I was kind of curious on seeing what the new rule was for that for the Bombers.
Yeah, on the Bombers, the upper A-frames, they get bent so easy and so often. A lot of the guys are having a hard time finding them in the wrecking yards and that sort of thing, and buying a new replacement, a stock-style replacement, is so expensive. We just tried to find something cost-effective, something that was the same measurements, and that IMCA upper spec control arm seems to be the way to go. There's a lot of classes all across the nation that are allowing that as an option, and we don't think we're going wrong by doing that. We're just trying to make it easier for the guys to get out to the track. It's not an advantage. It's just an easier way to find it, and it's actually a little bit cheaper.
Well, let me ask you, some of the classes, obviously you've got Bombers, but can you tell us all the other classes you plan on running this year?
Yeah, we've got the street stocks, which is basically a step above the Bombers. They're allowed to do a little bit more to the motor, a little bit more to the suspension and the body. And they got bigger tires, so they go a little bit faster, and the Bombers are going. They make for a pretty good show. And then we've got the Stinger division, which is pretty common at most of the area tracks, the front-wheel drive, four cylinders. It's more of a beginner class, good thing for the kids to get into, and the people that are just doing it purely for the fun of it, and they're not out there, you know, just trying to
spend all their money.
And then we've got the open wheel modifieds, which is a pretty fast class, one of the most popular classes across the nation. And we've got drivers that come from all over, and we're going to bring in the Mississippi Modified Series a few times, which are the same cars, but they run topless with no roofs. So it kind of gives the fans a chance to see the drivers in there moving around, looking around, kind of see what they're going through during a race. It's just kind of being unique little twist on the race.
Well, can you give me the reason why you got involved with Deep South Speedway? I know you have a racing background, but, you know, there was, like I said, lots of rumors about the track not opening. You guys have been working behind the scenes for such a long time. What attracted you to Deep South Speedway?
Well, it was I was actually working for Day Motorsports in Texas, who's one of our sponsors, and I saw a lot of people from down in this area buying parts and getting ready back in 04 when the track first opened, and came down one weekend to check it out and ended up meeting my future wife while I was here, and it just one thing led to another, and here I was, and I ended up working for the Darbys back in 07.
Oh, wow.
Just kind of things went from there.
What has been the hardest part for you guys getting the track ready? What kind of problems have you faced? I mean, you've done a lot to the track surface.
Yeah, the main issue that we run into is just the weather.
Yeah.
It'll rain for one or two days, and then it'll be another two or three days before it dries out enough before we can get back on it. And sure enough, as soon as we get ready to get back on it, here comes the rain again.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that weather pattern's kind of stopped, and things are going to be better for us starting this weekend and moving forward, it looks like.
Well, can you tell us on the opening night what classes will be running on the 23rd?
Sure. The opening night, we're going to have our Stingers, the Bombers, Street Stocks, and the Open Wheel Modified.
Okay, good deal. Now, how do we find the track? It's not hard. It's right off the Loxley exit on I-10.
Right. It's exit 44 on Interstate 10, and you go 4 miles north of the interstate on Highway 59, and we're going to be on the left.
Now, I know you've got the phone working. It's 251-960-DIRT. So if I've got a car that I'm building, got any questions, it's not hard to get a hold of you guys, is it?
No, and if for some reason we can't answer, just leave a message, and we will get back with you.
Well, I know as we get closer to the event, we'll get you back on the air. I'm excited. I can't wait to see the dirt. I mean, this is not your average dirt track. I call it the Talladega dirt track, because I know those modifieds are hitting 115, 120 at least. That's in the turns, isn't it?
On this track, most of these cars are going faster through the turns on this track than most other tracks are on the straightaway. I mean, this is a fast place. It makes for a pretty good race, and I've heard that analogy before. It's kind of like the Talladega on dirt. I mean, it's just they get in a big pack, and they fly around this place.
Well, I'm a dirt fan. I'm from Indiana. I've seen them at Eldora, Terre Haute, and some of those areas. I got to ask, sprint cars, will we see them this year?
Three different times.
Oh, good.
Our second race is going to be on April the 6th, and we will have the 360 fuel-injected winged Outlaw Warriors or the winged Southern Outlaw Sprint Cars, and they're going to be back two other times in the year. So we should be able to please our Sprint Car fans with the schedule we've got set up there on our website.
Well, trust me, you can go on, look up on YouTube, and you just type in Deep South Speedway Sprint Car, and you're going to see how fast these suckers are going. They don't lift into turns. So, hey, Kelly, I appreciate you getting on with us this morning, just giving us an update. And as we get closer to the opening date, again, March 23rd, Saturday, well, we'll definitely have you back on closer to the event.
All right. Thank you, Kane. Thanks for having us.
All right, that's Kelly from Deep South Speedway again. I'm just thrilled that the wing sprint cars are there again. I love those. I wish they had a two-seater. They're not big enough because I don't necessarily want to drive one, but I sure would like to get a ride in one. Maybe I'll put my GoPro camera in one and let them go. Hey, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Lots going on in the community today. Don't forget the American Cancer Society Chili Cook-Off going on. We'll have Kane Motorsports Hot Rod down there. And what's so cool about where we're going to be set up is they're having remote-control car races. And these cars go anywhere from 50 to 60 miles an hour. We've got a road course set up, and we've got 10 different cars for that. We've got scale late models going on, and a special race for a friend of ours named Red, who passed away last year of cancer. He was a big friend of remote control racing, and his family's coming out, and we have special trophies and plaques with Red and one of his grandbabies he's holding. He loved his kids, and he's a good man, and I know he'll be watching from heaven, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing event. It's so big down at the Chili Cook-Off, we have to put stands up, and these RC car drivers that are coming out to race, this is their Daytona 500, because there's nothing like racing in here, and when these cars flip and wreck, the crowd goes nuts. It's going to be exciting. We'll see you down there to Chili Cook-Off today from 11 to 3. Still to continue, we've got to talk ARCA. It's next week. The guys are here practicing. They're ready to go, and also we're going to move forward all next week. Lots to go on. We'll talk with Tommy Prater about it next on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you to Cowboy Bob Kelly. What a big event today at Theodore High School. The Racing and Wrestling Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Lee Fields. That's going to be great. And I'll be there right after the American Cancer Society Chili Cook-Off. We just talked about the remote control car races. We'll have a couple race cars, even an Indy car down there, a simulator you'll be able to get into. That's from 11 to 3. But the excitement is building in Mobile International Speedway. If you drive by, you just might hear some action there today. ARCA in town already. Tommy Prater, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kane. We're on the countdown to race day, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you had a press conference earlier this week. Can you tell us a little bit about what you talked about?
We made several huge announcements, and you're going to see a lot of things that look a little different. First thing we announced is that Mobile Lumber is sponsoring our press box at the racetrack. This year, we're going to build a special press box just for the radio broadcast.
Wow.
We're going to kick off race week on Monday. The ARCA Mobile 200 has gotten behind the ride to victory with the USO, and we have 200 or more of our wounded warriors making their way to Mobile from New Orleans by bicycle.
Wow.
Going all the way to Tallahassee. The ARCA Mobile 200 pace car will meet them at the Alabama-Mississippi line and escort them. They're home for the weekend, home for the day at the Holiday Inn. We'll have some race cars there for them. We're encouraging everybody to come out. Should be at the Holiday Inn around 2:30 in the afternoon. Then there's a casino night that we've invited all our racers and race fans to at the Holiday Inn on Monday. So that's how we're going to kick off race week, and that's a pretty cool way to do it.
Well, and there's so more. I even saw, if you go to mobilespeedway.net, you've got a special band called The Truth that's going to be performing. Tell us about them.
Absolutely. I mean, The Truth is a national touring band out of Philadelphia. They'll be here Thursday night for the Green Flag Party at downtown at Grand Central. And that following, that's after the Causeway Seafood Jubilee.
Oh, yeah.
Where, again, all of our race fans, we've got a list of the ones that are supporting the effort and giving away free things to race fans and teams. Then the battle at the battleship Thursday afternoon, really kind of gets us in the race weekend mode. All the teams, all the drivers, all the haulers, autograph session in the aircraft, it's going to be a fun afternoon at the racetrack.
Well, let's talk about ticket sales and obviously the event. It all starts really on the track Friday. Give us the details about the weekend lineup.
Well, it starts on Friday, and Kane, I don't want to get too far into this, but before we talk about our biggest event, which is maybe the, the coolest thing that we announced last week.
Uh-huh.
Friday, on track, got our full qualifying for the ARCA cars, the Bomber Sportsman racing extended features for extra money.
Yeah.
And King, we announced that the winner of this year's ARCAmobile 200, the trophy, is a 42-inch retro jukebox.
Wow.
By Crosby Electric.
Wow, man, that is awesome. That's almost as good as like a grandfather clock you get at Martinsville.
Exactly, and it's got ARCAmobile 200. Now, having come from the local ranks, like all of us have that are doing this, on Friday night, the winners of Friday night's event are going to get a 17-inch version of this jukebox.
Ooh.
For Friday night's winner.
Wow. So you guys are going all the way out. Let me ask you, Tommy, now that we're getting so close to the event, you have been such a key role in getting ARCA here. The excitement's building. It's all over in the news now. People are talking at all, even at other racetracks, they're talking about your event. And all along the Gulf Coast and beyond that, people are starting to really show up. What has it been like as a promoter for you to do what you're doing for this special race?
Well, I think, you know, the number one thing is that you have to understand that this is our key event for Mobile.
Yeah.
And so you have to approach it as this sets the stage for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
When folks come into the racetrack next week, and maybe by the time of practice, you're going to notice a new look. We CGS Imaging is a big ARCA sponsor. They've supplied us with screen mesh stuff that is very cool.
Nice.
You're going to notice something new on the columns when you come in. There'll be a different look, a different feel to the racetrack of the ARCAmobile 200. And I think you just have to realize as a promoter that, you know, it's your job to take what you got, make it bigger,
yeah,
make it better, and hope that everybody has a good time. And, you know, that's the big key to our success is making sure everybody has a good time.
Well, I tell you, last year, you guys yourself has said it was a learning experience. There were some hiccups, and you've learned a lot, and you've moved forward, and you've really expanded a lot of that. What about tickets? I know there was some camping. I believe the camping sold out. What about that special $100 ticket price for the weekend in the pits? Are there those left?
There are very few of those left. Outside camping is now sold out. Inside camping is now sold out.
Mm.
The tickets for the parking along the tents, so like we normally do on Saturday night, they're getting extremely close. Our ticket sales are running about 18 to 20% ahead of where we were last year.
Wow.
And you know, everything's pointing towards a great, great event next Saturday.
Well, I know it's going to be a lot of fun. I know you've got lots to do as we're getting now. Isn't there a practice today?
Absolutely. We have a dozen teams confirmed for practice this afternoon. And you're talking about Venturini Motorsports is bringing four cars, Cunningham Motorsports bringing two cars. I know that Grant Enfinger will be there with Team BCR and his teammate CJ Jones. The Moose will be there. It's going to be a mini race Saturday afternoon, and we're opening up the grandstands for free for everybody that wants to come out and watch the races. Grandstands will be open free on Saturday afternoon.
Well, you know, last week we had the Moose on, and he talked a little about his Daytona experience. Proud Papa moment for you down there, don't you think?
You know, I don't know how it gets much better at Daytona. I mean, you know, you go down there for your first time, rookie team, rookie driver,
yeah,
and you're up there running with the best in the sport, and you're like, I've watched the video. I keep watching the video, and it's like, wow, that's us, and that's Thomas. Look at that, you know. And so it's still an incredible moment.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be incredible as it continues. I know you're doing a lot of work and a lot of good things for Mobile International Speedway with what you're doing with this ARCAmobile 200. I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Kane Motorsports, can't wait to go play coming up next weekend. But I just appreciate everything you do for the city, for the track, and for ARCA in general. And I know that we're going to get this event. It's going to be continuing to be an annual event, and it just keeps getting better and better and better. So, Tommy, congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And like I said, all the fans come out this afternoon to watch practice. And, you know, Monday, the Wounded Warriors at the Holiday Inn, I think is going to be really, really something special for race week, having these guys come in here. And, you know, all you have to do is go look at the video of this ride. It's been from Los Angeles to San Francisco. This one's from New Orleans to Tallahassee. And we're looking forward to kicking off race week with these guys.
Well, I tell you what, Tommy Prater's done a good job on this. And again, ARCA Mobile 200, very excited. So you can go see the free practice after you stop by the American Cancer Society's Chili Cook-Off downtown from 11 to 3, right around Bienville Square. You'll see Kane Motorsports set up again. I want to thank my sponsors one more time for a beautiful car. They've done a great job. We had a great time racing last night at Sunny South Raceway. Thank you so much to all 14 area McDonald's in the area. Also want to thank our main sponsor, Pull Apart, right there at Moffitt, the West I-65 Service Road. It's good to see them helping other teams out there too. That's what it's all about. Everybody out there having a good time. If you're not having a good time, why are you racing, right? Also, I want to thank Mobile Metro Glass, Skywatch Traffic, and again, that Christian website, sharegodspower.com. Ray over there at Chuck Stevens Ford has put up a great website. It's not preaching down to you. It's informing you what God's plan is for you. It's really cool. Check it out. Also want to thank Precision Graphics and everyone else that's involved with just the racing around the community. This is exciting. Thank you to Kelly at Deep South Speedway and Loxley checking in. Also, Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway. And again, don't forget, Theodore High School. The gates open at 4. At 5:30, the first bell rings for a wrestling match. It's the Lee Fields Racing and Wrestling Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Going to be a lot of fun, and we will see you there. God bless. Have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you soon. I'm Kane with your Full Throttle Racing.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.